Like many communities across the country, people in the orange suburb of Glenroy in central west New South Wales have been left grieving after the suicide of one young resident. However, the family and friends of 19-year-old Joseph Mateo are determined to raise awareness about youth suicide through one of the things he loved most, basketball. Pablo Vinales reports.
Aaron Turner likes to shoot hoops at this basketball court in the orange suburb of Glenroy. It makes him reminisce about the good times he spent here.
As soon as those memories come back, you start smiling. You just can't help it. Just to think of the funny things that we actually did back in the day.
As children, Aaron and his friends spent hours here. But in March this year, one of his childhood friends, 19-year-old Joseph Mateo, took his own life.
A very big shock. Like, I knew he was dealing with some stuff, but I didn't think it had gone this far.
For Joseph's mother, Leanne Mateo, it's something she'll never come to terms with.
If I could have Joseph back in a heartbeat, I would. If I could have taken his last breath for him, I would have. That's my job.
Joseph's family and friends wanted his life to be remembered through one of the things he loved most. And now they've successfully lobbied the Orange City Council to have his local basketball court renamed as the Joseph Mateo Memorial Court. Leanne Mateo wants people to remember her son, but also know they can speak out about their struggles.
Go and sit there, reflect. Go there and really be true to yourself and think, there's help out there. I only have to reach out and go and get it. If it's a place that you go to and you reflect on just not even Joseph's life, anybody's life that is suicided.
Youth Mental Health Foundation Headspace says young men suffer some of the most serious mental health issues of any group in Australia, and just 13% of men seek professional help. Jason Trethowan is the Chief Executive Officer of Headspace.
75% of mental health issues occur before the age of 25. There's great reason as to why we need to get on top of those issues early as they arise. So if young men are actually not seeking help early, they're waiting till later in life, then obviously it becomes more and more complex as life goes on.
Joseph's friends simply hope the Joseph Mateo Memorial Court will now be a place where young people can start a conversation.
It's good to talk among your friends, and for their basketball court to be around here, that's where, youth can come, play basketball, talk about it, shoot hoops. People do need to start talking about it, though. That's what we need.
Yeah, don't hold it in or anything like that. If you feel like that you're afraid or something like that, don't be. It's always the right thing to go talk to somebody about it.
Basketballers Aaron Turner and Ryan Dixon, ending that report by Pablo Vinales. And if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.